This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast, a free service provided by Joy Volunteers. Support our work and become a member. See joy.org.au for more information.
What's up, Stickles? Leave a message.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Okay, let's have a kiki.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Dive, turn,
work.
Let's have a kiki.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Very good morning. Welcome to another special K Breakfast Show. Good morning, Kane.
Good morning, Kyle. It's a Monday morning again.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Doesn't it roll around quickly?
It certainly does. It's a hot one, too.
It has been pretty warm this week, and I went to the country for this weekend.
Oh, really?
I went to Warrnambool.
Oh, lovely.
I'm sure I'll tell you more about that. Well, nothing really happened.
Oh, so. What happened in Warrnambool?
Not much. The whales visited.
Oh, nice.
That was nice. we got plenty for you this morning. So much. And look, have a look at that. Two prize sheets there, people. Got two prizes to give you. And we're doing things a little bit differently. Good morning. Matt, you can say good morning.
Good morning. Hi. How are you guys?
We've got lovely Matty T, who used to do our news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Brett's came in because Brett's a little bit better. And, and Matty's come in to push our buttons and things.
A team of volunteers help to make this podcast possible. You could volunteer your time and help keep the GLBTIQ voice out loud and proud across the globe through our podcast. Become a volunteer now. See joy.org.au for more information.
Now, Kyle, we were just talking in that little music break about something that's happened to your neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it happened in Warrnambool or where it's actually happened. It looks a bit bruised.
Didn't happen. I had an accident with a vacuum and I fell on top of a vacuum.
Oh, wow.
And it attacked my neck.
That's a pretty good vacuum. Is it a Dyson?
Yeah.
Or a Godfrey?
I don't know what it was.
Or was it a Jack? Or
it was a Matthew, I think.
A Stephen.
Anyway, yes, I do have a bruise on my neck at the moment. Thank you.
Anyway, so Warrnambool. You said before you went to Warrnambool on the weekend.
Didn't happen in Warrnambool, believe me. Ain't not much happened in Warrnambool. I went to a friend's 30th birthday, like family friend. So, it was like just one of those sort of big events, sort of birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the Pernham Cricket Club.
Pernham. What's Pernham?
Nothing, really. It's a cricket club.
Is it a place?
It's a place. So, it's a town probably like 10 k's
on the coast,
out of
Warrnambool. Near Warrnambool.
Not on the coast.
It's inside.
It's like in the middle. Like, I don't know. I can't explain where it is, what it is.
No.
There's a trade store where they sell tractors and hinges, I imagine. And that's really about it. And a cricket ground.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been there tons of times because we used to go there a lot when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was a bit worried about the flies, but turns out, no, we'd have crickets flying on our faces instead.
Well, you were at a cricket club, Kyle.
I'm telling you.
What do you think happens there?
Biggest crickets I've seen in my life, and they just land, and people are like, yeah, and they flick them off. And I'm like, you can't just be nonchalant. There's a cricket on your face at the moment. Like, that's not okay. Like, this is a big deal for me. Like, I've never had a cricket land on me.
Yep.
I can't explain to you. And I'd have a drink in my hand, it would land on top of my drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to that point. I got to that point where I was like, I've done this.
Yep.
I've had it.
Had enough.
And then they bring food out and you put food on wherever you're holding your food and cricket will land on the food. And
Kyle.
Not dealing
extra
with it.
Extra protein. Are you like a bugger-phobe?
I am a creepy crawly-phobe.
Okay, so nothing creepy crawly.
I don't like spiders.
Mm.
Cockroaches, I scream a little.
Oh, you're in good company there because I was at work and a cockroach came by downstairs and the girl who I work with, Rosie downstairs, she screamed. It sounded like she fell off a chair and then she's like, I'm okay. I'm like, what happened? A cockroach just came out from under the phone. And what creeps me out more about that isn't the fact that the cockroach, you know, walked in front of her. It's the fact it's been sitting there the whole day while someone's been talking on the phone, thinking that they're alone in the office. You're not alone.
And when you had like your muffin for breakfast and you left it on the table, did it come and touch your muffin?
Of course it did. And it quickly scuttled back under.
I'm not happy about it at all.
No, it's not good.
Love our free podcast service? Don't forget to share this podcast link with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. joy.org.au.
I want to talk a little bit about board games, because board games are one of my favourite things to do. Mm-hmm. I don't do it often enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do it often enough, all of us.
It's a good family thing, board games. It's really one of those things you actually sit down and smile at each other and do all those sorts of things. Uh-huh.
And drink water and Coke and stuff like that.
Have crackers and cheese.
Yeah, you certainly do. And we used to do this all the time in my house. We used to play cards and board games, and it used to be fun. And I used to get really competitive. I used to go cry when I lost. Mm-hmm. And I still do. But it's something that we don't do enough with our friends. But I think something that might encourage more board games is some revelations by Monopoly recently. I'm not sure if you heard this, but one of the board pieces has been given the flick.
I saw this on Facebook. Yes.
It's gone. It's been replaced with a pussy, with a little kitty cat.
Little kitty cat. Now, which piece got the flick?
The iron, of course.
The iron. Yeah.
Iron. There was a vote on Facebook.
Right.
The developers of Monopoly said, okay, let's change it up a little bit. And the thimble nearly went because who's ever the thimble? Oh, well, the wheelbarrow. No. The wheelbarrow. You wouldn't imagine they'd be very fast around the board, would you?
I would like to use the thimble more. Because I kind of feel like the thimble might be the more underrepresented piece. Mm-hmm. The iron would get used. But everyone takes the car, though, don't they?
Yeah. See, I always went for the dog because I thought it was the most fun piece to have. Is the little puppy dog. Yeah. But there's a little pussy cat on there as well.
Now, there's a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
So, it's okay. Do you know what? I've played Monopoly once in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Once. And I feel like there's bits of my life that, like, I should have done and I haven't. Like, playing Monopoly, watching The Sound of Music.
Yeah. You haven't watched The Sound of Music?
Oh, no, never. God. Never. Never. What? Never. And people look at me like I'm really weird for that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Monopoly. So, I played it once, and I got so intensely, like, angry about the whole thing. Like, I couldn't work out, like, why do I have to now give you money? Like, people had to explain the whole way through why am I giving you money now? Because I'm like, it's not real money.
No.
It's paper money that I've peeled off a sheet.
That's why you be the banker, Kyle, and you just keep giving yourself a little bit of money and slipping the people who you want to win the money.
That?
Well, it's not Monopoly unless you cheat. Oh. You have to cheat. You have to cheat in Monopoly. Come on, it's so boring.
Because you can bribe people or stuff, can't you?
Well, you can start to trade, right? So, the key to Monopoly, and here's a hot tip. Because I've been playing it on my iPhone quite a lot.
Right, yeah.
The key to Monopoly is trading early. Don't just let the board dictate your fortunes. You've got to get someone on side really quickly and say, right, I'll give you $50 if you give me this. And you quickly get the set, quickly put your houses and hotels on it, and then you get everyone else out of the game, and then it's game on.
Is there like a ledger for when you do these trades?
No, it's all done.
There's no recording.
No, the banker the banker is the person who has to, negotiate the trades and make sure it's a fair swap of money.
Well, you'd hope the tax man doesn't come and do an order or something, wouldn't you?
He will. He'll come up. He will.
A team of volunteers help to make this podcast possible. You could volunteer your time and help keep the GLBTIQ voice out loud and proud across the globe through our podcast. Become a volunteer now. See joy.org.au for more information.
Shane has texted and said to Kyle, hello, you're not alone. I haven't seen The Sound of Music either. My sister was taken to see it when it was new and I wasn't allowed to go. So, 45 years later, I am still sulking.
It's a thing.
Shane, it's not a thing. How is
it's
this a thing?
I'm putting the call out now, 0427JOY949. We're opening up the SMS lines. or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Have you seen The Sound of Music? If you are someone who, like, is of considerable age, 24 or older, considerable gay age, send us a message, whoever you are, whatever age you are, you've never seen The Sound of Music. Because The Sound of Music, I feel, in my head, is a movie that everyone should see.
Yeah, I think this is ridiculous that people haven't seen it. And Maddie just informed me that he hasn't seen it either. Mm-mm. This is just, I think, Kai, we're going to definitely get more SMSs of people saying this is stupid.
I would say that more people have seen The Lion King than what they've seen Sound of Music.
Well, both are good movies. I can't split them.
I reckon this is a thing.
But, like, I mean, what if I said High on the Hill Stood a Lonely Goat Herd? Do you know what that means?
I would get it because I know the gist of it and I've seen Julie Andrews
sing. Have you seen the marionettes of it?
No,
because you haven't seen The Sound of Music.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. Oh. Tell me more. Have we got a YouTube clip of it?
I'm sure there is. You can probably watch the whole movie on YouTube. No, but it's a classic. It's like Grease. Have you seen Grease?
Oh, my God, a million times.
Oh, well,
more people would have seen Grease than Sound of Music.
Yeah, it's because they play them at discos and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Do you know what movie I didn't like? This is on another tangent. Is Saturday Night Live with the John Travolta theme.
Oh, yes.
I didn't like Saturday Night Live.
No.
No. I watched it the other week because it was on TV. See, that I've watched. If it's on TV, I'll sit down and watch that over the sound of music.
Been on TV.
Lots of times.
Yeah.
Anyway, 0427-JOY949, let us know. Have you seen The Sound of Music or not? Go on.
I was going to say, if you do get involved, we want to give you stuff because we've got lots of stuff to give away. So, because we're talking about movies, music sort of stuff, I think a CD of the week's pretty good. So, if you want to go in the running to get Cast Away by Strange Talk, it's a Melbourne electro pop four-piece, and they've just released their debut album called Cast Away. You know the singles from Joy Airplay featuring Falling in Love and Cast Away. This album will get you dancing, and this is thanks to Sony Music. So,
pretty good. We had them in here not too long ago, and it's pretty good. Good album.
They were very good.
0427-JOY949 is the SMS number. One more time. Sound of Music. Let us know.
Have you seen it? Should you see it? Should everyone see it? The answer is yes.
Let's watch it now.
Like our Facebook page to keep up to date with all of the latest podcasts, uploads, news and events. Facebook.com/Joy949podcasts.
Kane Sharapova beat Stoza in Qatar. Now, do you know what my issue is with Qatar?
Apart from the fact it happened a couple of days ago, but yes, Qatar.
They have to have a U on it.
Oh.
It's a Q.
No, it's like Qantas.
Exactly. It's not right. It's illegal in the English language.
I'm not going to try and say Qantas without the U. I could get myself into trouble, I think. Carrie Bickmore did that on The Project, by the way.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that? Have you seen that blooper on YouTube?
No.
It's great. She was going to say Qantas customers, and she just said Qantas without the U.
Yes. now, we did have messages come through because we did put the call out to say, you know, have you ever seen The Sound of Music? And David Hunt came in. Howdy, what do you mean you've never seen The Sound of Music? What are you talking about? Where have you been living all these years? So I've never seen it. I've never actually seen The Sound of Music. So we've got messages. Hey boys, I'm 35 and I've never seen The Sound of Music. I also travelled to Salzburg in Austria where they filmed the movie and never did the tour of where they filmed it. Been told I need to hand in my gay card. It's true, Simon. You need to hand in your gay card. I'm going to hand mine in as well.
I question the sexuality of everyone in this room at the moment.
Really?
I don't think you need to.
That's actually a good point.
I think I make it up with other things.
Yeah. Well, it's quite iconic, though. I don't get it. And even we had a text in from Shane's daughter and said she hasn't seen Sound of Music either.
Well, that's what do they call that? Progressive parenting or something like that.
You're not allowed to see the Sound of Music.
You don't teach your children what you don't know, you know?
Oh, kids these days.
If you want to get in contact with any time you want to this morning, we are giving away a prize. 0427-JOY949 for this prize.
Oh, it's the CD of the week, Kyle. Cast Away by Strange Talk. Thanks to Sony Music, featuring Falling in Love and Cast Away. We had them in on Joy. We play them on Joy. So if you like the music here, you're going to like this song.
Oh, you're going to love it. Absolutely. 0427-569-949.
A team of volunteers help to make this podcast possible. You could volunteer your time and help keep the GLBTIQ voice out loud and proud across the globe through our podcast. Become a volunteer now. See joy.org.au for more information.
Yes, and you know what? I want to have a bit of a chat about money. Because money is what makes the world go round. And there's a few things that's happened to me lately that have involved money. Not really the coming
good
into money.
Yeah, no, it's
usually fines and bills. But one a recent article that I read was about money and about how much we owe our friends.
Okay.
Because it's easy to borrow money from friends.
Yep.
You know, when you can't find your ATM card, you put in for a birthday present or something like that. And
so it can be from anything. Does it come in like the form of like someone buying you a drink?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
You know, I mean, people always say, well, you know, it all comes out in the wash and it's all fine. You get me here, I'll get you there. But the reality is, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't never come around perfectly.
Yeah.
You need to keep track of your money. And Australians don't seem to be keeping track of their money with their friends.
Are you a big person on, like, if you lent me $20,
yes,
would you remember it until I gave it back to you?
Yes. Yes, I would, Kyle.
This is why I have no money, maybe, because I'm just like, I dish it out, I'm like, oh, whatever.
It depends on the context. Like, if we were going out somewhere and you said, look, I'm really strapped for cash tonight, I probably can't afford to go out, but I'm like, oh, my night's not going to be right if Kyle's not here. He needs
most
to come.
People do say,
you know, as they do. I'd say, look, it's fine, I'll spot you tonight. It's cool, right? I probably wouldn't buy you $100 worth of drinks, but I'd buy you the odd drink here and there.
I'll stay in then,
you know,
thanks,
and you'll stay in. But on average, research has come out that on average, Australia, so ordinary Australians, you, me, Maddie T, we owe our friends $107 on average each.
I reckon I owe my friends more than that.
Yes. Some people probably owe a little bit more, Kyle.
$107.
$107.
This is one of those figures where I'm like, Yeah, I think you made that up a little bit.
Well, I don't know how they get it, but obviously some of us are givers and some of us are takers.
Yes.
That's just the way the world goes around,
yeah.
Especially in our community.
Yes.
I'm probably one who is owed more money than I owe.
Yep.
Largely because I loaned someone a lot of money, and I never got that back.
Yeah.
Right. A very considerable sum of money. So I figure that I'm probably in the green in terms of taking money from other people. So I'm like, oh no, I'm not one. I don't owe anyone money. I might owe you money, but on the whole, I'm owed more money than
yeah.
You know.
I reckon I'd probably be in the same boat, and because I'm one of those people that when I go out, I'll pay for someone's dinner. I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, it's just easier if I put on my card. Don't worry about it. Pay me back later.
Yeah.
And I won't remember it.
Yeah.
But I hate owing people money, and I hate asking for favors. That's, and things. Yes. Like, I can't handle it. And like my friends always say, we can just stay at my place on the weekend. I'm like, I'm not going to ask to stay at your house on the weekend. Like it's just like it's not within me to like turn around. And like if you ever need anything, just ask me. And I'm like, I'm not the sort of person that turns around and goes, would you mind if I like borrowed like 20 bucks?
See, why are we like that though? Why are we in such a culture where we can't ask our friends for a favor? Because the thing about that I find difficult about money isn't so much asking people for money. It's when people owe me money, I find it very difficult to bring the topic up again and say, remember that time when I lent you 50 bucks and I never got it back? I mean, it's awkward.
I can do that.
Ask for the money
back. I can do that whole thing if I go out for lunch. I'm like, no, I owe you $20. I'll get lunch. And like, do it that way.
Oh, that's fine. But what if you never
sit down and said, I couldn't sit down and say, yeah, you owe me $50 from the other night.
Isn't it? It's really hard.
I couldn't do it. I'd prefer to just go without.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just me.
When you listen later, this will still be a Joy 94.9 podcast. Money, money, money.
Must be funny in the rich man's world. Oh, it's all about money, money, money. You're on the Special K Breakfast Show. Hey, it is about money this hour. We're talking about the fact that the average Australian... owes their friends $107.
Yes, $107. And you know what? Contrary to what ABBA says, it's not funny. It's not a funny issue at all.
It would be in a rich man's world, though.
It's true. But Lisa from Geelong's pointed out that she lent a friend 10 grand, right? And is still yet to get it back. And that was 10 years ago. And she can't bring herself to ask for it, probably because it was an ex that she lent it to. Now, Lisa, that mirrors my situation of money as well. I lent an ex money. It was New Zealand dollars, granted, so I'm probably owed about 5 cents. But it's very difficult. Like, I've asked for it back many times, and that's why I don't really like this person very much.
Yeah, look, the only money I owe is to the bank.
Oh,
and I feel
fine.
Secure in that because I don't really like it.
They're posting billion-dollar profits. It's basically, you know.
Why can't they just not make profit for a year and actually just clear everybody's
and
debt?
And bail us all out of debt.
Clear it all up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wouldn't it be amazing? Let us know your if you're owed a consumer, even if you're owed, like, $5, but you've actually kept it in the back of your mind. I used to have a customer when I was working at a supermarket many years ago, and he came up to me and he used to walk up and, you know, grab your arms and talk to you and all that sort of stuff. And he would say, and he said, years ago, this is how he talked, when I moved to Melbourne, he met a guy at a train station.
Oh, yes.
And this guy asked him for money.
Uh-huh.
And so he lent him $25, $50, whatever it was back then. It was a lot of money back then anyway.
Yep.
And then years and years later, he's telling me that he was at the same station and the same guy walked up to him and gave him his $50 back. I called bullcrap. But what an interesting story.
What an interesting story.
That years and years later, someone will go, look, I know I've seen it for so long, and pay it all back.
Uh-huh.
And you hear stories of always the times when someone's borrowed money and then they win Tats Lotto and then give that friend back like $1 million or something like that.
And last week, I even saw someone talking to the Salvation Army collector guys on Chapel Street saying he wants his 50 bucks back that he donated a month ago through the online online donation centre because he doesn't now like the philosophies that they stand for. And the guy's there with his tin going, I really can't give you a refund out of this money, you might want to call the head office.
It's like screaming at the person at the supermarket as the baked beans went
through. So
like, true. Didn't put them in the tin.
Exactly.
Love our free podcast service? Don't forget to share this podcast link with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. joy.org.au.
Yes, and soon those problems are all going to be a thing of the past, Maddie.
Yes,
we'll have a digital play out.
Yes, we've got a brand spanking new computer system that's coming in. It's all very exciting.
Thanks
isn't
to
it?
Your generous support of Joy as well.
Not mine.
No. Well, you could take credit for it, Maddie.
I mean, I'm a member, sure.
Well, you know what Joy could do? Joy could go to a casino and put it all on red. And it could either make or break the station.
Yep, I'm not going to say.
Kai's like, yeah, it already happens.
I will not release the funds for that one.
I think the finance committee has a bit of a problem with that one.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I did recently release some funds for... Does Packer still own the casino?
Yes, he does.
Yep. So I did release some funds for him, or the potential for the funds going to him, with Ben, with the boyfriend. And we had a deal that we didn't buy each other Christmas presents this year.
Okay.
Okay, so no Christmas presents, because we just buy what we want usually. You know, if we want something, we buy it. And we said, okay, $100 each, we'll put it towards something, an experience for us, you know, something that we do, not that we'd normally do, something over and above what usually we'd do. So not just like going out for dinner or
like
going
hot air ballooning or
something.
Yeah,
it's like an experience or something. And I had this idea that the experience should be, why not go to the casino and try and double or triple it?
Okay.
Yes.
So you're a sucker for punishment.
Sounds good in theory, doesn't it? It really does. I'm not much of a gambler.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had my fair share of winnings in my life. Deal or no deal. Thank you very much.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. Yeah, so it was a long time ago, though. All the money's gone. It doesn't last very long. But I did think that perhaps we could get lucky and we could have a bit of fun. Maybe 5 minutes of fun, because that's how long it takes to lose $200 at the casino.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, so we went and had some dinner. I thought, have some dinner, and we'll go play some blackjack. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the odds of blackjack, but you need to sort of stick it out with blackjack.
Yep.
It's not just like all or nothing. You need to go through the deck a little bit.
Yep.
Anyway, so we cashed in our chips, little $5 tokens there. We had $100 each, and we started playing this $20 blackjack table. So Ben's next to me. I'm here putting the money on there, and I'm losing. Ben's winning.
So you have to put $20 on
each
at a time.
Right? Yeah. So if you win, basically, if you beat the dealer through the odds of the casino, you get the $20 back.
Yep.
If you get blackjack, you get $20 plus half of the original bet, so an extra a half of $20, $10. Right.
Yes.
So you get $30.
Look at that.
And so on. I know, I can add up. It's great. Can't count. Can't count cards. Try and say that three times fast without
count the cards.
Having some senses. Anyway, so I started losing and Ben started winning. And as soon as Ben got about $50, he's like, all right, let's go away. Let's go. I've got, what? Oh. You can't leave just now. He's like, I get really nervous. He's like, I get really, really nervous. Like, oh, we've got $50 up. I said, what's
50? Comes out in a rash up his neck.
He's like, I said, what's $50? You know, if we're going to, you know, try and get some money and try and have some meaningful, you know, duplication of our $200, we need to stick it out.
Yep.
Anyway, so I bet my last $20 and bang, I'm
gone.
I'm done. Ben's up $100. So we're even. The collective of us is up. You know, we're even. We're not up.
What's he getting nervous about then?
Well, because he's like, oh, I'll just take this $100 and we can just walk away. We can walk away. It's fine. We're not playing to then just walk away and say we're responsible gamblers. You know, I'm willing to lose this money.
Yes.
Anyway, so I bet $25 of his money, and I won. So I'm like, great, have this $20, $25 back, and now I'm, you know. Anyway, so we slowly got ourselves back up, and we got to a point where we'd won maybe $150, and I've got the chips there, and they started giving us some $25 chips because they were stacking up too much.
Yeah.
And I had the green ones there, then I lost some, and I've gone to take the green chips again, and they're gone. And I'm like, where are they? And I was like, nothing. I said, what have you done? Who's got it? He goes, he took them. And he points to the guy next to me. I'm like, what? Anyway, Ben's been stuffing them in his pocket the whole time, you know, because he's scared I'm going to keep using them and spending it. I'm like, oh, so we're actually up a little bit more than I thought. Anyway, so we walked away from that table, went, put $100 down, won again. Woo, great. We turned our $200 to $625 in the space of half an hour.
Wow. I just have never walked into a casino with more money than I went in there with.
So how lucky is that, right?
Ever.
It never happens, right? We were very, very lucky. But it has, you know, it has restored my faith in the fact that if you're responsible, sometimes, on very odd occasions, you can go in and come out with a win.
It isn't tactical.
Just don't go back. It's not tactical. Oh, no.
Just crap.
It's all luck.
That's what it is.
It's
casinos all luck. Are crap.
But now we just need to not go back there to try and double the $625.
Don't go back. Give me the money.
But you know what? It's sort of tempting.
I'll buy chips. Potato chips with gravy and cheese.
Well, now what should we do with the money? Because we were discussing it, and Ben's going, we could buy
potato chips.
We could buy 30 bottles of vodka. I said, oh, that because that's going to be great. You know, we just have parties at your house every weekend. I don't think that's going to happen. No.
Explain the negatives there.
I'm not sure what we're going to do with the money now. So now it's all just sitting in my wallet.
Put it away for a rainy day.
I think we will.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast, a free service provided by Joy Volunteers. Support our work and become a member. See joy.org.au for more information.
Yes, and just keep an ear out for Cloud Atlas competition that we've going on. You can get a double pass to this movie that features Tom Hanks. It's Cinema Nova Cup, and we're going to be playing a Celebrity ID, Kyle.
Yeah, yes. a bit of a clue. A bit of a clue. We're going to play it for you very soon. So get your celebrity thinking caps on. Get your celebrity awareness caps on.
We want you to text in. First eligible text in on 0427 Joy949. We'll win the double pass.
But before we do that, let's get an update on what's happening in entertainment and celebrities.
From the horse's mouth.
With Mr. Tim Hunter. Good morning.
Well, good morning, you two.
How are you?
Well, how many are in there this morning?
Six of us this morning.
I think there's a gaggle of gays in here
this morning. Cindy
and a good gaggle of gays.
Yes. There's Cindy and Bobby and Jan and Marsha. Everyone's here.
Oh, is Alice there?
Alice is here.
She's out cleaning.
See, now, how can you know, Kyle, how can you know about the Brady Bunch and never have seen The Sound of Music?
Oh, exactly right, Tim. I ask that question every minute of every day.
Tim, Channel 10 used to have the Brady Bunch on every night at 6 o'clock or 6.30. 5.30.
Yes, and The Sound of Music used to get played at least once every 6 months.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When they
stopped... At 7.30, and we used to, as kids, we used to have to go to bed just as the Nazis, you know, sort of stormed into Salzburg.
Oh. This didn't happen. Children go to sleep.
Yes, exactly.
And when the Brady Bunch, they stopped playing the Brady Bunch, the voiceover came over at the end of the one episode, and they go, "This is the final episode of the Brady Bunch. Next week, The Simpsons will be on." And I cried. I ran to my mum, who was in the lounge room, and I said, "Stop playing the Brady Bunch."
And that's when we lost our innocence as kids.
That's when it went.
Yeah, that's when it went.
Oh, and The Simpsons took it.
And The Simpsons are probably more happy with The Simpsons, I'd say. I actually think. What's happening in the movies, Tim?
Oh, look, I actually sort of went and saw a film that's been around for a couple of weeks now. Because I thought, oh, look, I haven't seen this, and it kind of is interesting. It's a film called Quartet. And it sounds like it's a strange one for, you know, someone to go and see, but it's actually quite good. It's a Dustin Hoffman film, and it's set in a retirement village for old musicians.
Oh. Is this one with Maggie Smith in it as well?
This is the one with Maggie Smith.
I saw previews for this, and it looked great.
Yeah, look, it actually is, you know, sort of quite a lot of fun. I mean, it's fluffy, and it's fun. It's a bit like the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel from last year, if anyone saw that. But this is good. I mean, you've got Maggie Smith, you've got Billy Connolly, you've got Pauline Collins, Michael Gambon, and it's all set, you know, sort of in this retirement village. They're going to do a special fundraiser concert to, you know, raise funds to get the retirement village going. And Maggie Smith, who's a sort of a diva, has only just arrived. And she, you know, everyone's very excited because, you know, she's world famous, and, you know, this old quartet are back together again. But one of them is her ex-husband, and there's still some bitterness and rancor there. And, you know, oh, look, it's hot stuff in the retirement
It's the first time that's been said, I'd imagine.
But look, it was actually quite fun to watch. And what I was actually thinking, you know, sort of while I was watching it, you know, sort of and having all of these kind of old, you know, sort of relationship wounds being opened up again and stuff like that, I thought, imagine what it would be like, you know, sort of, this is what it would be like in a gay retirement home.
Yes, show tunes constantly.
Well, show tunes constantly, yes, and classical music constantly and stuff. But you'd also get, you know, sort of someone turning up and going, "Oh, her, I had, you know, had, oh, shit, had a fling with her 30 years ago. She's not looking so good now, is she?"
I think everyone would be able to say it to each other in the retirement home by the time us gays are all old, at the rate that we're going. I'll tell you.
We'll all be living in the one house anyway, probably. Doesn't really matter.
But yeah, so look, you know, look, it's probably not going to be for everyone's taste, and definitely, you know, sort of, you know, just, go and see it when you're feeling a little, you know, sort of, when you're feeling like you need to feel young again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do they actually play music in the movie?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so and so because they're old retired, you know, sort of musical, you know, sort of musicians and stuff. But a lot of it's classical. So there's a bit of Verdi opera and a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan and all that sort of stuff. Mm. So it's quaint. It's almost twee. But it's still quite fun to watch. Oh, yes. Billy Connolly is a bit naughty, and Maggie Smith, of course, is Maggie Smith, and as she does in Downton Abbey, she gets all the best lines.
Yes,
of course. Yeah. And how is she on the violin? Is she any good?
Well, she
she can pluck a good string.
I don't think she's plucked a string for quite a while.
Wow.
but she plays it. She plays an opera diva. So, but the interesting thing is that, you know, her big problem is, oh, I don't want to sing because I'm petrified that, you know, sort of that I won't be able to, you know, sort of sing as I used to be able to.
Yeah.
But we actually never see her sing anyway. The other interesting thing in the film I've just remembered now is in the closing credits. A lot of the supporting cast in the film itself. We're actually, you know, sort of old pianists and opera singers and, oh, wow. and violinists and stuff like that. And so they had these little sort of photos of then and now and sort of saying, well, this person actually did this and they recorded this. And it was
how
like,
cool.
Yeah, so it was actually really, you know, so it wasn't just, you know, sort of big Hollywood names or, you know, sort of big actor names pretending to be, you know, sort of singers and all that sort of thing. They actually had some bona fides in there as well.
Yeah, what a great cast.
The movie has a heart.
Yeah, exactly.
A movie with heart, that's what we need now.
How many stars, Tim?
Oh, look, I'm going to give that 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of 15, so that's good.
That's, I mean, it's not too bad.
3 out of 5. Have you seen anything else, Tim?
Not yet, but, you know, this week I actually, you know, we're going to go and see Anna Karenina, I think.
Oh, yes.
Which could be quite interesting because I've heard lots of different things about this film. I've heard it looks amazing, but it's cold and heartless, a bit like Russia, I suppose. I'm, you know, a big fan of Keira Knightley, and Jude Law is always, you know, sort of fun to watch as well. So I'll be seeing that, and I'm catching up with a couple of other things that I'll be, you know, probably talking about in weeks to come.
Lovely.
Because you know, we've got the Queer Film Festival coming up before then. We've got the Alliance Francaise French Film Festival. We're getting into a busy time for films, and also because it's Oscars next week as well.
Oh, yes, it's going to be exciting.
We're going to have tons to talk about.
Oh, we are.
Actually,
next week I could also do a little, tips on who's going to win.
Yes, do that. For the fashion tips as well.
Oh, yes.
Be your very own Joan Rivers if you want to.
Oh, look, thank you. Start taking my bitch pills now.
Yeah, thank you. Do. I went to movies last night myself. Actually, I went and saw Zero 30 Hours.
Oh,
Zero Dark 30.
That's it.
Well, we've got the movie titles right today on Joy. It's great. We're apparently giving away tickets to see Cloud Street. Cloud Atlas, Cloud of Atlas. Course.
Zero. Yeah, I did hear that, and I thought, hang on, no, Cloud Street was a TV movie.
Yes.
And it's based on a Tim Winton novel. That's not Cloud Street. Yeah.
But, Kyle, how good was Zero Dark 30? Did you like it?
It was very good.
I loved it.
It was one movie that... every movie I go and see, I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on dates in movies where I've fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Is it usually in the first 20 minutes?
Yeah, usually. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I often get that as well, and it's because, you've been rushing around.
You're just not up for a movie, that's what it is. But Zero Dark 30 is very good. It's
very
worth a
good.
Watch.
Go and see. I give that 4 stars out of 15.
Yes.
Well, I will go and catch that one.
Very good.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
No worries. Thank you, you too.
And we'll catch you next week at 8:10.
Yeah.
Have a safe week. You're on the Special K Breakfast Show.
That was a Joy 94.9 podcast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.